I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello and welcome to episode. What episode are we, David?
I think it's in the 30s.
In the late 20s. And to my right hand side, I've got the blonde.
Blonde twister.
What?
Twister?
What does that mean?
It's like a crisp. It's like very long and twirls around.
We've got the blonde twister. He's got 14 middle names. His name's David Edwards.
Thank you for the intro. Hugely
right.
Appreciate
and
it.
Our guest this episode, he's really happy he's here. Who is it, David?
Matthew Ford. Well, he's in the room with us.
Do you like to be known as Matt?
Well,
or
keep
Matthew
it to Matt.
Or...
I'm happy with Matt. My mum calls me Matthew.
Do you know the joke I do when I'm on stage?
What joke's that?
So I go, what's your name, mate?
Matt.
Welcome, Matt.
Very nice.
Really good.
Yeah. Okay, so this episode, guys, we're at Splishy Splashy Splashy World.
Ooh, lovely.
Oh, what you know what?
Treats.
Right up my street. I love water.
Do you like water?
I love water. Slides. I love it when it rains. I love doing washing up's my favourite chore.
Yeah, you really do like water. Oh,
I love drinking.
Actually,
I drink
come alive.
I've got two bottles of water here, though.
Yeah, so you have.
I'm obsessed
with
it. Liquid.
I'm obsessed with it. Yeah.
Well, we're at Splishy Splashy Splashy
this
World.
Great.
In what country are we in, David?
Portugal.
Are we?
Hello,
Portugal.
Yeah, I'm Portugal. Just enjoy
the capital
yourself.
Of Portugal, which I can't remember off the top of my head.
Lisbon.
That's where we are. Splishy Splashy Splashy World. It's the greatest water park, isn't
it?
Yes. Just go with it, mate.
Hello, so, I am your lifeguard for the day. Just enjoy yourself.
We will do.
Cool.
Thank you.
So that's Charles Petrescu. He's our lifeguard, so he's going to be walking around Splishy Splashy Splashy World with us, as we do all the rides. So, just please enjoy yourself, Matt. So we're at
Splishy Splosh. In the mood.
So we're in the queue waiting to go in. Have you bought your swimming gear?
Yeah, I have. I go for big shorts.
And yourself, David?
I've got a pair of Hulk green Speedos. Very nice. Just like a little eel leaping into the water and just cutting through the water like a hot knife through butter. That's my that's my strategy at Splish Splosh.
Right. Take off that t-shirt.
I certainly have. Here we go. Let's
so
reveal
we'll
the
chest. Take off our clothes. So we're taking off our clothes in the queue.
It's a bit chilly.
And
we
we'll just pay the man our money.
There we go.
Until it goes. And we're in. We're in Splishy Splashy World.
Wonderful. We go.
So, where I thought we could go to first is Lazy Donut River.
Oh, yes. Yeah, I love donuts.
I've seen the advert for this. It's supposed to be a lot of fun.
Well, can you explain what Lazy Donut River looks like, David, for our
basically,
listeners?
You can sit on a large donut, inflatable donut.
It's right in front of us.
It is right in front of us. Here we go. Yeah. And we get in the circle of the donut with both feet up in the air. And then we go through a large sort of lake with turns and twists, and you can just be lazy on the donuts.
Lazy donut river.
Lazy
donut river.
There we go.
So we're just getting onto our donuts now, and time for the first question for you, David. So I've got a question for you.
Wonderful.
What's your favourite thing about our guest, Matt?
Matt's got a very positive body language and eye contact. Straight away, And I think, you know, it's not about what people say their words. That's just a smoke screen. I think, you know, if we were right. cavemen before language, I'd happily invite him into my cave. Right. He's got a very positive body language. Yeah. And also, he's not looking up at the floor of his shoes. He's giving me full on eye
stop
contact.
Stop pointing, David.
Sorry, stop pointing. Put those away, the fingers.
Yeah.
Positive eye contact, positive body language.
I agree.
Lovely well,
vibe coming off him.
So sorry, Charles.
I agree. Lovely vibe coming off
you. Lovely vibe coming off you.
It is. It's a vibe. It's the yeah. first step to a relationship. Relationships like Jenga, creating a Jenga tower.
Explain.
I think me and Matt have done. Where you've got to do, well, first of all, it's body language. Then you'd put another Jenga brick on.
Which
it could
is what?
Be similar religions, maybe. Or it doesn't have to be that. Or similar parents, things like that.
And the next Jenga block.
The next Jenga one after that would be, are you a football man, rugby man, or netball? What do you enjoy doing?
Right, and the next Jenga block.
And the next Jenga block.
Obviously, you've got to do this for 5 minutes.
Are you divorced? Have you had any broken heart marriages, anything
and
like
the next
that?
Next Jenga block.
Do you have children? Do you like children? You know, things, okay. you know, are you
and
interested
the next
in
Jenga
that?
Block.
The next Jenga block after that would be a case of. You know, do you fancy spending some intimate time together on a platonic level? At a platonic level, camping or a sleepover right. at my bedsit, you know,
yeah.
just to hang out, drink cans of Fosters. At that dear. Point, it can topple over the tower because you've gone quite high up. But if you've right. got that far, yeah. do you know what I mean? I think there could be a kind of, you know, a yeah. bromance.
Yeah. So anyway, how are you, Matt? Are you busy at the moment?
I'm very good, very busy. But
I mean,
very,
you're very relaxed on that donut.
Very. Oh, you know, I'm never happier than when I'm in water.
No, you said you love
or
donut,
near it, and the donut is very comfortable.
Yeah,
it's making me sort of forget all my worries. Not that
oh,
I have
wonderful.
Many.
Wonderful.
Have you not got any worries?
Very few.
Yeah,
I tend to be quite a positive chap. I think you've sort of assessed me well.
Yeah. No, yeah. definite positivity there.
Yeah,
absolutely.
I just like to. I could sell this donut all day.
Yeah.
As long as people could bring me snacks and drinks.
Mm.
I think maybe the lifeguard might be able to sort that out. It's
Matt, would you
to say.
Put, just dip your feet in the water and just do a little splishy splash? For...
Oh, it's nice. It's not too cold. Not too cold.
No, it's not.
Cold enough to be refreshing.
I can see right up your big shorts.
Oh, blimey. Goodness me.
Sorry about that. I am
a
cheap
exhibitionist. We're all flirting, aren't we?
Well, we are
never
in a way.
This
is what
this
lazy
podcast.
Donuts are about. Just chilling out sexually and,
can
you
I
know...
take your orders?
Ah!
Oh,
so we got
like
a little
it,
waiter floating up beside us. What would you like to drink? Should we have a cocktail?
Oh, yeah. I'll have a margarita, please.
Margarita for Matt.
I'll have a Bailey's latte, please.
Okay, well, I'll have some sort of coconut milky thing.
Please. Well, oh, I have a coconut milky thing
okay.
as well.
Pina colada.
Pina colada, that's
okay.
exactly. Okay.
Wonderful.
Do you see it? Watch him just sail off down the lazy river. So, David, next question from... have you got a question for David, Matt?
Yes, I have,
This is Matt's first question for
Wonderful.
David Edwards.
Looking forward to that.
Here we go.
What is wrong with having spag bol every time I have an Italian?
There's absolutely nothing wrong with that whatsoever. You know what you like. You know what your dietary needs are.
Yeah.
Because, you know, ultimately, if you're anything like me, if you get things off the menu that can clog up the stomach and you haven't brought along, you know, a good amount of Gaviscon, you can be in a lot of trouble.
Yeah.
And there's nothing worse than having a clogged up stomach or bowels or, you know, whatever, whilst trying to socialise. I mean, are you just there on your own eating a spag bol, or are you with friends?
Either, but whenever it's in a communal setting, people will say, well, you always have that. And the problem is, I don't want to be forced to... I'm an open-minded guy.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to experiment for its own sake.
Well, I'm the same with chicken korma.
Is that what you always have?
Yeah, I always have chicken korma. And you're the same with sugary cereal?
I like granola cereal. And people, when they come around the flat, they do judge.
Do
it's
they
lunch,
come around
it's
the
dinner.
Flat? Do they come around the flat?
Well, no, actually, probably not.
So but, no one comes around
no
the flat?
No one comes around the flat, but they might phone me. I did a bit of a lie there.
Right.
They come via telecommunication to the flat, via a phone. But right. I think, you know, and they do criticise my cereal, which is true because, you know, it's not good diet-wise.
Well, you just said it's fine to be eating the same thing all the time.
But that's not too bad. I think cereal, there's way too much fibre.
Stop pointing, please.
Sorry, put those away. You're quite right. Put the old index... fingers away. But I think at the end of the day, we are all mature men. We've had the buffet of life and we know what works, what balances
right.
in the old tummy department.
Right.
Things as well, you're physically fit. You're
hey, David.
Yeah, you look like you could be a Premier League
not.
Footballer.
He's
you're
not.
Angular, you're ripped.
I'm not. No, unfortunately, I've got no stamina.
David?
I'm not really ripped at
well,
all.
Well, we were looking at you now. You're wearing tiny little
you
shorts.
Are right. I've got a bit of a chicken breast, slight sort of, not stomach, but a bit bulged over. I've got no, if I fill off this donut, I don't think I'd better get back on it. I've got no stamina.
Shall I'm going to push you off the donut, David. Do you understand?
I'd prefer if you didn't. I'd prefer
here
didn't.
We go. I'm pushing you off the donut, David.
Brian, please.
There he is.
Oh, God, listen, I can't get back in now. I'm trying to get my
go
my
through the middle.
And the donut.
Go
yeah,
through the middle. Go
right,
through the middle. Yes,
I've sort of got my head in. I've got my head stuck. Please, man.
Here we go.
Oh, thank God. Thank God. Where was the lifeguard when I needed it?
Well, quite. Where are you, lifeguard?
Getting our cocktails.
Here are your drinks.
Here are your drinks.
Don't spill them.
Don't spill them. Okay, so there's your drink, Matt.
Oh, cheers, mate.
There's your
Lovely.
So I've got a question here from someone on Twitter, David, from a Richard Granger.
Oh, lovely name.
If any moment from your life could have been recorded to show on a continual loop on a high-tech headstone for future generations, what would it be?
I think one situation I've had that I always look back on.
So we're walking out. You've been dead a couple of years. I'm walking into your graveyard.
Oh,
in fact, let's go back in time or go forward in time. I'm walking through your graveyard. It's ever so quiet. Matt's here with me. We're going to have a look at David's headstone. He died of cancer. It was a horrible, lingering, long death.
Just slowly dissolved into the ground.
There's his headstone.
Oh, this is very painful.
Yeah, but it's a high-tech headstone. What can you see about the headstone, Matt, that makes it high-tech?
LEDs.
LEDs.
High definition.
Yeah.
It's very strange. It's like a spaceship has landed here.
Yeah.
It feels very out of keeping.
Yeah, what with the...
Rather like he did when he was alive.
Yes.
Very true. Sponsored by Samsung. Is it like electronic?
Yes,
there's a couple of salespeople next to it trying to shift it.
Yeah. Yeah. And so on the front, is it just a continual loop of a moment from your life that you want to show people?
I would say one of the most exciting moments of my life was my parents took me to Planet Hollywood in London. It was during the 93-94, and Sylvester Stallone came out of the restaurants.
What?
No, this is... Yeah, it was... I mean, it was impressive just to see the Terminator 2 bike and the James Bond tuxedo.
So he walked out of the restaurant?
He walked out of the restaurant. He was filming Judge Dredd. In London at the time.
Yeah.
And my dad went to try and get an autograph.
Yes.
And one of the bodyguards pushed him to the floor by his chest, pushed him straight
pushed
to the floor.
Pushed your dad to the floor?
Yes. And Sylvester Stallone was, he didn't really sort of say anything. He looked a bit sort of taken back.
What did Sylvester Stallone look like?
Very small.
He looked like Sylvester Stallone, I would imagine.
Yeah, he did look like Sylvester
exactly
Stallone.
The same.
Larger chin than usual, but my dad was actually brought to the floor. And to see my dad, you know, which...
Yeah, what did that feel like, just seeing awful. Him thrown to the floor?
He and I were castrated at the same time. It's terrible to see your own father pushed to the floor.
Like a woodlouse.
Yeah, basically. And quite confused, dropping my pen and autograph book on the floor.
Yeah.
And...
So anyway, what bit are we watching on your gravestone?
David, do your Rocky impression for us, please.
Could you please do your Rocky impression for us, David?
Yo, Adrian.
No, we're gonna... don't do it.
No, sorry, I apologise. Apologies.
Can you do any impressions, Matt?
I can do a few, but not Rocky.
Oh, well, can we have one now? Maybe have three throughout the episode?
Yeah.
Brilliant.
William Hague.
Yeah.
Oh, let's
look
check
at
it out.
You've
yeah,
woken
please.
Up, you? God, here we go. William Hague, Matt.
Well, it is an honour to be here. On what I would say is one of the premium.
Oh, very handbacks. Nice.
And let me just say that Splishy Splashy, well, was something we always tried to implement in the final years of the John Major government, something that New Labour singly failed to commit to it. I am proud.
That is very good.
Oh, impressive. We've got a little bit of talent on the episode.
Absolutely, watch out. Here we go.
Possible.
I imagine you love William Hague, yes?
Oh, definitely. He's got a great... I saw him on Saturday Kitchen, and he put the politics aside, and he was just William being William. And
are you political? Because Matt's very political. Are you political, David?
I feel as though I should be more political.
Why are you looking at me?
Well, let's look
Don't
at Matt.
Point.
You're quite right. Stop pointing and look at the right person in the room. First steps in socialising. Get that right, and the rest is fine.
Yeah.
Am I political? I feel as though I should be more political, perhaps, being a man in his, you know, near to the 40s, four decades.
Mm.
I guess if I'm going to go anywhere, I'd be quite left-wing, certainly not right-wing.
I totally disagree with you, what you give off in this episode.
A lot of people have said that to me.
Yeah, I think you want to be, but I think deep down you're...
You're not the first person to have said that, which is quite worrying.
Yeah.
I think it just sort of screams UKIP.
Oh, it's horrific. Well, you know, I have been known to flick through the old Daily Mail with interest.
Right.
But the thing is, it's quite worrying. You're not the first person to say that to me. When I look deep into my soul, I can't see a right-wing angry man there. But maybe I obviously give over a right-wing kind of aura.
Yeah.
What is it, would you say?
Not, it's what not is a right-wing aura, would you say, Matt? If you
just a sort of general coldness towards working people, different people from different countries, towards the LGBT community, towards women.
What do you think, though? You're definitely towards women. You don't really like women, do you?
I've got a lot of time for them. Yep. You know, meet me halfway. I've got a lot of time for them, but they don't always have time for me.
Right. So there's a slight bit of resentment.
Yes, there might be slightly bubbling.
Right. So it's difficult to understand them.
It's confusing. I'm putting a lot of effort. I'm doing everything that needs to be done. I've got a list of, you know, what I think women like. You know, some roses.
What is that list? Top five things they like.
Compliment, chocolates, roses.
Roses, chocolates,
yeah.
Two more.
Double whammy.
A back massage would be five, because that's right at the end.
And four.
Paying for the majority of the restaurant. The whole... Because feminism, you know, they don't want to have anything paid for them. They're not Princess Leia's anymore. They're Jedi Knights, aren't they? I mean, they're their own... in the sense that they're their own warriors. They're individuals. So if you pay three quarters of
it... You don't like
it,
do you? You don't like this.
What, like talking about ladies? Or
when...
I can chat about the ladies until it's, you know, someone's got to meet you halfway.
Yeah.
Simple as that. No one's meet me halfway. My bridge has come down, but the other bridge is up. If you imagine San Francisco Golden Bridge, it'd just be a waste of time if only one side's down.
Now, I was wondering if we could go to the next water slide. Are we out for the next water slide?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Please.
Okay, so we're just walking up to, it's a huge water slide. It's called the Plug Hole.
Oh, blimey.
God, that sounds scary.
Matt, could you explain what the plug hole looks like?
It's like a big... Well, it looks, from the exterior, looks like a big bathtub.
Yeah.
So I can only presume there's a sort of big... Oh, my God. Yeah. Can you look over the rim there?
Wow.
Oh,
blimey.
My God.
Look at this.
What is it, David?
It's an enormous twirling tycoon that goes into an enormous...
Tycoon. Sugar's in there.
Tycoon, indeed. Yeah. Tycoon. What's it like?
Lakshmi Mittal.
Indeed. Quite literally looking at us in the face. Yeah. A spiral, a water spiral that you go around and around and around like a daddy long leg that's got stuck in a bar.
Okay, well, let's climb the steps. In. Let's
oh, blimey, steps. This is a bit too
Please
much
be
for me.
Careful, guys, and put these armbands on.
Thank
five
you.
Five people died here last week.
How did they die, Charles?
Half a football team.
How did they die?
It's a full five-a-side team.
It is, quite right.
How did the people die, Charles?
Drowned.
Drowned. Simple as that.
Because when you go through the plug, what's waiting for you?
What is waiting for you after the plug hole, Charles?
Hairs.
Hairs.
Good grief. It wasn't cheap getting into this park. You'd hope for something a bit more luxurious.
Good question.
Matt says hairs. Just a big sort of bed of hairs.
I would hope some kind of...
Correct.
A bed of hairs. Okay. Wonderful stuff.
Okay, so we're climbing the ladder. Watch you don't slip, everybody. Have you got another question for David, Matt? Possibly?
Yes, I have.
Okay, so here's Matt Ford with his second question for David.
Of late... I've wavered when ordering a side order for my chips at the Chippy. In your view, what is the best accompaniment? Peas, curry sauce, or gravy?
You
were really concentrating then, David.
Yeah, I was. Oh, complete focus.
Do you know, every sort of third word you sort of pointed quietly. Just.
Oh, I don't even know what I'm pointing.
Like
it's quite worrying.
Kind of, I don't know, stamp the question.
Almost putting a black mark next shot. I want to go with
that. Bang,
visualising a list. Yeah. Absolutely. I have to watch the pointing because that's... What does it mean when you're doing it unknowably I'm doing it? It's kind
subconscious
of...
Subconscious kind of.
Subconscious, yeah.
It is subconscious. It's quite worrying. I need to sort that out.
That's all right.
When it comes to chips, though...
Let's pull his armbands down over his hands.
Thank you.
Right, just pulling your...
That's not GBH.
Squeaky armbands.
There we go. No more pointing. They're around my... It wouldn't be good going down the plug hole without my arms free,
okay,
though.
So we're at the top of the ladder, so you're going to answer the question, then we'll all go down the plug hole and see.
All the way, gravy.
Yes.
The northern je ne sais quoi aspect They know how to feast on their chips. They really, really do. And you don't really get... Do you know what? I literally...
Point it again.
So I keep doing that. I need to really stop that. It's terrible.
I like it.
Oh, that's,
like
it's it. Nice of you to say. It's nice of you to say.
It makes you assertive.
I've got to get over that, though.
No, enjoy yourself. This is the one episode where the guest absolutely loves it. So keep pointing.
Point I'm sorry, point I don't want to intrude on whatever the internal sort of...
No, not at all.
No.
I regularly... This is the fact. Where in Arundel, I buy chips. I then go to the co-op next door and buy myself some OXO.
Do you really?
I literally do. Yes, I literally
do. You do, don't you?
I like gravy.
Yeah, I love gravy.
You do. You've mentioned this before. You have gravy with what? In a bowl.
I've drunk gravy sometimes, which is a bit odd. So I shouldn't really say that.
Yeah, but they used to bother a little
beef flavour.
Well, that's not too bad. Yeah, beef flavour. The last time I told people that, it really got a hushed silence in the room.
Yeah.
Like I was a cannibal or something.
Yeah.
Did you find it odd? Do you find it odd?
I don't like it.
Yeah, it's odd, isn't it?
I don't like that.
I haven't done it for about a month. So, do you know what I mean? It's not like a consistent thing.
What do you put it in? Is it like a bowl or a mug?
I put it in a mug, simple as that.
Yeah.
So it's drunk in a sort of civilised manner. I'm drinking tea.
Big things that you sort of pour.
Yes, it is, yeah.
Sort of, like a yard of ale.
A yard of ale. I've got a yard of gravy here, David.
Oh man.
I'm at the top of the ladder.
Put my lips around that like I'm kissing a glass woman.
And let's have a listen to you drinking a yard.
Turn it.
I'm going to finish it off.
Oh, it's all coming down his chin.
Down
and his
my
body.
Nipples and my
Keep
chest.
Drinking, David. You've got more in there.
This is taking ages.
Taking ages.
Oh, it's ruining my speedo. Oh, it's just all off my knees. I can't swallow anymore, Brian. I think it might come back up.
What's that, Charles?
Still going.
Oh, I think you finished.
Just coming out the sides now.
So you'd go for gravy, yes?
Oh, after that, I don't know. I think it's ruined gravy for me. But I think, yeah, usually...
Don't you like baked bean slices as well, David?
Would I like a baked bean slice? Yes, please.
Oh, yeah.
What is a baked bean slice?
It's like a pasty with baked beans
Yes,
in it.
It is. Ah. Greggs do them. Yeah, they're really very good. Popular. They're very nice. Although, don't bite into it immediately, it'll burn your tongue.
Oh, okay. You've got to be so careful.
Great
really
of,
good tip.
Wisdom. Right, should we go down the plug hole? Who's going first?
I'm happy to go first.
Should we play rock, paper, scissors?
I just need to free my arms, first of all.
Okay.
So, here we go. Now they come.
So David and Matt are going to play rock, paper, scissors.
Here we go.
Okay, after three. One, two, three. Okay, David's got paper. Oh. Matt's got stone.
Paper over the stone.
Paper beats stone.
No, not this time. Stone beats paper.
It rips it in half. You're quite right.
So you go down first, David.
Here we go.
Okay, so all David's right. Going down the plug hole. After three, David.
Okay, well, one, two, three.
Why are you making that weird noise?
Because I'm going in a circle, because I'm going down the plug in the
spiral. Still going round.
Whoa, Brian, I wouldn't do that. I'm getting whiplash. I'm feeling ill. The gravy's coming back up.
And there he goes. There he is. So, should we just go down the ladder?
Yeah.
I can't be arsed with.
I can't be bothered with that.
Let's go down. We're going down the ladder. We'll just.
That's horrible to watch.
It was
sickening.
Horrible. Look at the was head saying, of hair, Matt.
It was like watching a pub fight.
Well,
I'll remember that in detail for the rest of my days.
Yeah, he's there. He is. Look at him. Look at him on the bed of hair.
Oh, the hair's everywhere. I've got it in my mouth, my nose. It's just horrific.
Yeah.
It's absolutely. It's what like sort I'm in a barber's
it,
shop, laying on a barber's shop. It's just middle-aged men's hair,
is it
ultimately.
Pubic hair?
It's
pubic hair. Do you know how many pubic hairs we have?
What in like a? Because pubic hair doesn't grow,
combined.
Does it? You'll just give them one amount.
Do you know how many
that's it.
Do you know how many pubic hairs per human being?
A thousand.
Well, I read about 230.
230. That's it.
Shout
oh, sorry. Absolutely. Keep the volume down. Let's keep it appropriate.
Is that right? Does that sound right to you?
Probably it does actually. When I think about it. Because you can, you know, it doesn't, you can see the skin underneath. It's like a sort of thinning man's quiff, isn't it, type of thing.
Can I shave off your pubes now?
Why not? I mean, we should add to the hair to make
Matt,
it more enjoyable.
There's an electronic razor.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I'm not
so
queasy.
So Matt's got his razor out.
Do you have any Nivea afterwards? Because it'll be very sore.
Take those little shorts off.
There we go. Roll them off.
Got some gravy left. Smear that on it.
Smear that.
So yes, animal fat.
Yeah, I suppose
I'm
animal
smearing
fat.
Smearing the gravy over David's groin.
Right, here we go. Right.
Do you know, actually, just before we do it, I went to a, stag party.
Yeah.
Yes.
In Blackpool once. And we were in a pub. And they got this guy, and they pulled his trousers down and pants down, got him naked, and put him on a pool table. And they rubbed Imac.
Oh yes.
And then they opened up his
legs. Known as Veet.
And they pushed a pork you up his bumhole.
Are you joking?
No,
that?
I'm not. Joking.
I think they're going to say they shaved off his pubic hair, not they
so they
penetrated him with wood.
The tip end of the queue up his bumhole.
Part of the brown.
That's just illegal, isn't it? That happens. I mean, lads, when men come together.
You just trampled on a punchline.
I apologise. Sorry.
Do it again, please, mate.
The part of the brown.
There you go. That's about timing. It's about. I've stamped over your joke there. I apologise.
Don't worry
for that.
About it.
Goodness
it's
me.
But the poor guy was assaulted, wasn't he? I mean,
yeah,
he really was.
Yeah.
He's press charges.
Right by a, yeah, like by a queue.
You know, if that had happened in a barracks, you know, there'd be serious questions asked about the state of our armed forces.
It seems, in a way, you must have found it quite scarring witnessing it.
Well, it's in my brain. It's a memory.
Yeah, it must be tattooed on your lobes.
Yeah,
that sounds
yeah.
horrific.
Yeah. Okay, let's shave off your...
Okay, so where shall I start?
Just
lift
the top
it up,
bit.
Just
maybe
just
there we go.
Underneath.
But shall I go
roll
against the grain or with the grain?
Around my ankles.
What's more painful?
I don't want to give you ingrown hairs, but I feel like going against the grain will get a closer cut.
Oh, I don't want ingrown hairs, if that's possible. I want it to grow back normally.
I'll come down at a sort of diagonal angle.
Okay, so I'll lift it up.
How does it take to grow back pubic hair?
Don't know. Let's just get on with it.
No, quite right. Okay,
here we go.
There
we go.
Bloody hell, there's loads of it.
There is loads of it.
It's more than 250.
230.
230.
This reminds me of when we moved house as children. The garden was massively overgrown. I mean, it's a hack at it with like a scythe before you could even get the mower on it.
Yeah.
I don't even need different implements to.
I've never seen another man's pubic hair, so I don't know what it looks like.
That's just so much of it.
It's a lot because pubic hair should stop growing, shouldn't it? It only goes to a certain length and it stops.
Yeah,
but maybe mine just keeps going and going.
I've never thought about that. That's
I think you're only given that amount. I could be wrong, but mine just keeps growing.
Yeah, I'm almost done.
Yeah, so it feels very sore. I might have to put some gravy on it because you're taking off the human cream, the skin. What's it? Human oil. Human oil.
Could be used as baked bean slices, a soothing balm for David.
Please, please, Charles, if that's possible.
Okay, so just dabbing it down with a baked
like a patch,
sauce.
Like a patch there in the middle, please.
Can I just ask, are you going to eat that or can I have it?
You are the guest.
Yeah.
Quite right. You go for the baked bean slice.
Yeah,
chuck it here.
Okay, I've got a question for you, David. What's your favourite day of the week?
Favourite day of the week, it goes without saying...
No, it doesn't.
No, it's quite right. Doesn't whatsoever. You're quite, you know, it's all unique for everyone.
Yeah.
But I love a Thursday.
Ooh.
Because
connoisseur's choice.
Indeed. It's got to be said. It's not a cliche one.
We're really bonding,
aren't we? No, we are in a way. I'm glad you're saying it. I think, are we bonding, aren't we? But it's nice to have a verbal contract that it's actually taking place in the
today
room
is
type
a Thursday,
of thing.
Today, isn't it?
What's that? Today's Thursday.
Today
yes.
is a Thursday,
yes.
isn't it?
Yeah.
Fate.
Wonderful stuff.
David, there's a little party popper to celebrate
there
Thursday.
There we go. Wonderful. Yeah. In the air.
Massive.
Yeah, that was a big
Let's
one.
Party.
Let's party. It's Thursday. Why do you like Thursdays, David?
I like Thursdays because you've done the majority of the week. You've done that horrific Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday at work.
Is it horrific?
Just having to get up early.
Should you not be changing your job if you're finally, you know, you should be enjoying life, shouldn't you?
I should be, I think...
If you're living your life for the weekend, then something's broken, isn't it, David?
I know. No, you are right. This is true. This is a very valid point.
So what are we going to do about it?
I don't know at the moment. Absolutely, you've hit a point.
I really have hit a point.
An existential crisis that I've entered into a void.
What would you like to do on a Monday morning?
On a Monday, well, it's terrible to say, but sleep in, because I know it's awful because it's not very aspirational, career based. But I always feel like a complete zombie when I wake up. I just feel low, quite low.
How are you, Matt, with what you're doing? Are you happy on a Monday morning?
Yeah, well, it sort of depends, really.
Yeah.
I try and get up early.
Yeah.
That helps. And then within half an hour, you tend to feel a little bit better, don't you? So the earlier you can get that out of the way, the better.
Yes.
This is true.
Yeah.
I try and, at the moment, I'm trying to go to the gym early in the mornings.
Yeah.
And that just sort of knocks off the cobwebs. And then you think, actually, I've got a whole day left now.
Yeah.
I feel good.
Yeah.
God, that is
good. Go to the pub all day, then.
How much do you go to the gym? A week, because I try and go to the gym, but I really do find
it.
Yeah, I've struggled.
Yeah, I'm not
There's
good.
No such thing as try.
I've been twice
you
this
go
week.
Or you don't go.
Oh, yeah, it makes me feel ill. Do you know what I mean? Just
it
on the treadmill and
right.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just like I try and listen to a podcast.
Yeah.
In the end, what I do now is I just go for an hour walk on the treadmill.
Have you listened to Matt's podcast?
No, I haven't.
Well, it's a terrific one.
Oh, please do. Yeah, yeah.
Is it politically based?
It's called The Political Party.
And, wonderful.
And
okay.
Every episode features a bit of stand-up and then an interview with a political
it's
guest.
It's actually very, very good.
That's very
it
fun.
Sounds very good. I'd definitely check that
Thank
out.
Thank you.
You like
nice
Tony
mixture.
Blair?
I do like Tony Blair. Got a
Chat
lot of time
to Matt
for
about
him.
Tony Blair.
Toblet, I was talking to my father about him recently, yeah. And apparently he had a big background as an actor.
That's right.
On the stage at university.
That's right. I interviewed him. And
really?
He did stand-up.
Did he?
He revealed this on the podcast. He did stand-up comedy at university. Yeah. And this was an exclusive because everyone knew he'd been in a band. And I pressed him on it. I said, what did it involve? And he said, well, we're sort of involved doing sketches and pastiches of various TV shows. And actually, we did one about Star Trek. And I seem to remember playing a character called Captain Kink. And he'd sort of, Tony Blair, prior to being Prime Minister, played a sort of
Kink.
Saucy Star Trek. But, you know, in terms of now where we go, you know, it's quite a visual impression, but I think the future now for Brexit, frankly, is unclear. Yes, it can be stopped. Look, of course the will of the people isn't always settled.
Yeah.
You can revisit that.
Yeah.
Yeah, all right.
Do you know, I can do Tony Blair. So don't get your what's the saying?
Horses in the lot.
Water biscuit.
Is that right? Water biscuit?
Oh, that's there. It's a good start. It's potential
there. Is
that not
right? Because I thought I could do a good Britain. And water Britain. Biscuit.
Well, there is that sort of clip nature of it.
Can you,
and
can
back
you say
of
water
the,
biscuit?
You know, the guttural.
Water biscuit?
Water biscuit. Look, Jeremy,
I think I've ruined the moment
there. No, not at all. I thought we're going somewhere here.
I thought I could do Tony Blair, and you were like looking at me as if saying,
No, I thought the ball was rolling. You just need to get a few other words for a sentence.
Yeah, yeah.
And then, honestly, because I was like, this is interesting.
You loved it. Thank you. Can you do Tony Blair?
I suppose, no, I can't.
No,
you look a bit like him.
Thank you. I was going to ask. That was very nice of you to say that. Was that pre the weapons of mass destruction or after? Because he was quite fresh. And when he was hanging out with Noel Gallagher, that's the era I want to aspire to.
Oh, that's jeans. Yeah, that's definitely what you are.
Oh, thank you.
You've got
very
the
much.
Sort of cheekbones and the sort of bone structure of
something right, yeah, of old Blair.
You could play a young Blair in a kind of Channel 4 recreation of his 20s.
Come knocking on my door, the Blair early years.
When you've interviewed these politicians, have any of them come across as, you know, are they all pretty friendly?
Yeah, most of them are really friendly.
Yeah,
and I think they appreciate the opportunity to be interviewed in an informal way.
Yeah.
No, so you end up actually quite enjoying the company of people you really disagree with.
Yeah.
Nigel Farage was very funny.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, really funny.
Charming.
Quite witty.
Yeah, I mean, he would just sort of disarm an audience with... you know, he was talking about how, you know, frankly, Labour crashed the economy and the previous Labour government, Gordon Brown, and all this sort of stuff. But you used to work in the city. Like, actually, it was your mates. It was your part of the culture that brought the economy to its knees. So, look, I worked in the city for 15 years and I worked damn hard until lunchtime every single one of those 15 years.
Absolutely loving this.
Yeah.
Oh.
But the one I want to interview is Trump. I'm trying to get Trump on.
Oh, my goodness.
I'd love
that'd
to
be amazing.
On. Yeah. And, by the way, I want to say this is the biggest honor, and millions of people listen to this podcast, by the way, and it is an honor to be here amongst beautiful people and happy people.
And that's nailed that one.
Happy people, let me tell you, and I know.
That should be on the CV, that one, I think. I think you've certainly got that
get
one.
Him, could you get him in a room?
Oh, I don't think so. I might fly out there and just say, can I come over and record it?
Mark Maron got
Obama. Got Obama. Yeah, I've had Blair on, you know, that sort of open doors.
Yeah. Yeah,
so you never know. Obama. You've had who on?
Tony Blair.
That
was a hell of a Blair.
That was about a 4 second point.
It was. It's far too much.
Took me bloody eye.
What did you think of Tony Blair generally? Was he quite an alpha male? Could you imagine
him? Hang on a minute. Could the editor put some kind of Tony Blair bed under this?
Golden question time.
Not yet. We're going to do a little Tony Blair bed under this. So a little bit of Tony Blair music and whatnot as we talk about Tony Blair.
Please do, definitely. I want to know.
We're going to call it the Tony Blair minute. We've got a minute on Tony Blair. Here we go.
Does he have that kind of alpha male essence? You would do anything for him. You'd go over the trenches for him type of vibe.
Oh, yeah. It's the most, probably, after Brian Clough, the most charismatic person I've ever met.
You met Brian Clough?
Yeah, I was a mascot for a Forest Games as a kid.
Stop that. We're now doing the Brian Clough minute. Go.
But Brian Clough comes over quite odd in documentaries, isn't he? Quite eccentric.
Very eccentric, but highly charismatic.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
And really in the presence of greatness. And greatness that didn't have to tame itself by being polite for politics, you know. Clough could basically do whatever he wanted, and you're in the presence of someone who was... It was towards the end that I met him.
I was going to say, how old was he when you...
So he was still Forest manager. I was a mascot for Forest Game in 1993.
Wow. Yeah.
And it must have been one of his last games in charge. And I had really bad eczema on my face as a kid. I had to get introduced to him, and he goes, bloody hell, son. Yo, are an ugly bugger. Like 10 years old in the Forest Children. Roy Keane's in there naked. Nigel Clough's in there. I was like, what?
And
he goes, what have you been doing all afternoon, sunshine? Headbutting pizzas. So no, it's excellent, Mr. Clough. And he takes me into the physio room. Nigel Clough's in there getting his legs done.
Yeah.
He goes, got anything for this young man's face? And he gives me this stuff, Betnavate, and it cleared my eczema up.
Yeah.
And I remember going to my doctor. I was only 10. Went to the doctor's the following week. Said, wow, have you taken dairy out of your diet or wheat? I said, no, I've got Betnavate. Because you cannot put that on your face. It can cause skin cancer. It was developed on horses. Where on earth did you get it?
Gosh,
I saw Brian Clough give it me. And immediately, I'll never forget this, my GP was like, you met Brian Clough? I was like, yeah, but even as a 10-year-old, I was like, what about the skin cancer? And all this?
Yeah.
And then I met him. On the day, you get a photo taken with him, and he's got his green jumper on, and I'm in the Forest kit. Just before he died, he brought out another autobiography, and I queued up for hours to get it signed. And I had the photo as well, and I said, oh, can you sign this as well, please, Mr. Clough? He went, I looked a lot better back then. So did you, you fat bastard. I signed it.
Wow.
So the only two times I met him, he slammed me.
And how close to the end was that for Mr. Clough?
I think it was a couple of years. But it was still, like, even when his body was sort of not what it was, his mind was incredible, and you were always in the presence of...
That's like you, David.
Thank you very much.
It's true, though, your body's not quite up
to
scratch.
It's not great, it's got to be... gets you from A to B, but then that...
Yeah.
But the mind is the key thing.
It is, yeah.
Did you ever see Brian...
Stop that. Have you got a third question? Third question from Matt.
Here we go. A trilogy of questions.
I don't have the space for one at the moment, but should I aspire to get a dog?
Now, I wanted a dog. My dad got a Shih Tzu. And I don't know why. I do everything for this dog. It's called Rosie. But we have not bonded whatsoever.
Right.
And I think they're an empty chalice. I wouldn't call them a poison chalice, but they're an empty one. And
giving nothing back.
Yeah, in the sense of I take it for a walk. I pick up.
What do you want back from it?
I would like it to be excited. I'm putting those away, Brian.
What would you like back from the dog?
Excitement when I enter the house. I've been out for the entire day. It doesn't even look up at me.
So what do you want? What do you want from
running
it?
Up and scratching on my shins?
Why should it?
Because that's the bond between man and dog that's been there for centuries.
Right.
And when you purchase it, you sort of think that that's what you're going to have, you know, unconditional love.
Okay.
And it's more like I'm the servant at Downton Abbey and he's the lord or she's the lordess or whatever.
Right.
And I just don't, it's not as I imagined.
All you want is for it to run up to you and sort of scratch at your ankle.
Absolutely. And be excited and pant and do what they need to do, that I've come through the door, I'm the master, Dave Edwards.
So your answer to the question is?
I would look into the breed, I would ask questions about to the owner, because mine is like a robot dog.
Right.
It barks and defecates, but there's no love or emotion there, it's like a cyborg.
We must get this golden... We must get this golden question. What was that, Charles?
Woof woof.
Woof woof.
Woof woof indeed. Woof, woof. Yes, okay. It sounds
golden
like
question.
A robot.
We must get a golden question section in.
Well, it does link to impersonation. Here's the golden question.
This is the one question that Dave is allowed to ask.
Yep, and it's one I've always been very interested in. Do you think, with impersonations, do you think it's purely a genetic gift you had as a child, or is it something you can learn over a period? I mean, is it something you thought, I want to do that, so you... Analyse the YouTube clips.
What's your question
clips?
For Matt?
Is impressions part of your DNA, or is it a case of you can revise for it? You can learn the skill, like woodwork.
I mean, it's the big question in the impressionist community: nature or nurture?
Oh, there you go. That'd be
what
a quick way of saying it.
Gift.
Yeah. What a weird question.
I don't know, really.
Is that an odd one?
It's an interesting question.
I've lost faith in it.
No,
it's out there
fine.
Now.
It's absolutely fine.
I think. Because there are I've never really knuckled down and tried to learn people. There are people I see on telly, I think I could do them.
Yeah.
I could get them quite quick.
Yeah.
And then I sort of just try for a bit. I think if I really did try, I could probably do most people. But that would require some sort of prerequisite, I think. There are some people I've tried to sort of teach them how to do an impression and they can't do it.
Right.
So there must be an existing thing for mimicry.
Yeah.
I'm not sure it's. I don't know what it is. I don't know whether it's the shape of the palate or whether it's an observational thing where you notice different sort of tics that people do.
Could you do David?
Well, oh, David, sort of, you know, it's a cyborg. Oh, stop pointing, I'll put these away. You know,
it's like a clone has entered the room.
You know, say that, it's like a clone has entered the room, like David just did.
It's like a clone has entered the room. I mean, it's not. Yeah, yeah. It's a fairly basic, rudimentary.
Person. Oh, yeah.
I mean, I can't even do accents, though. So that part of the brain is missing.
Chinese.
Well, hello, my name. No, that's too much. No, yeah. Absolutely.
Okay, guys, we're just going to be walking.
Do me.
Don't do Charles.
Do me.
There we go. There we go. Nailed it.
Oh, I feel like I gave a very earnest answer there. It meant to be more fun, wasn't it?
Thanks. No,
it's a God-given gift, and you can't teach it, people. Is that what I meant?
Thanks.
Thanks.
Cheers.
Thank you.
Pleasure.
Right, we're just going to get into the lifts. We're going into a lift.
Oh,
we're going up
sure.
to the tallest water slide in the world.
Oh my goodness.
How tall is it, David? How tall is it?
It's basically 50 feet.
It's taller than that.
It's like a New York skyscraper.
Yeah,
so that
what's it called? What's the tallest water slide in the world called?
It's called the Backbone. Because you need to have one to bloody go all the way up to the top and go down.
Stop swearing.
Sorry, there's no need for that. But it's called the Backbone. So it's like a giant spine that you climb up because you need one to actually leap down it.
Okay. And we've reached the top. So, wow. How are you with vertigo? I feel
slightly bilious. Some guy on the way up said he didn't think this had planning permission.
No. I don't think it does at all. I mean, I feel the gravy in my stomach and everything.
I can really feel the wind
down.
Up here.
Look down.
I can't see it. All I can see is clouds.
Yeah.
I can't even see the water or wherever it's going to go.
Wow.
Really feel the wind up here.
I'm going to get a lot of G-force whiplash.
Yeah, you're scared. We're all scared, mate. Okay.
It's swaying.
It is swaying, slightly. Can you feel that?
There's no health and safety. And also, surely I could just skimp off the slide. The slide isn't very oval. It's not much there, really.
No, oval?
Oval, like a half a circle type of thing.
Yeah, sure.
I think I could just fall off it.
Should we get it? There are four light lanes.
Let's slide out of here, dude.
Yeah, we're going to slide out of here, don't we? So Matt's just laying down.
Yeah, okay. Just going to close my eyes, I think.
Yeah.
Dave. I might get a lot of chest rash.
Are you going to go on your front or your back?
I think I'll get a rash either way, really. Do we have a mat we can use, or a mat or something like that? I don't want to be... You're right, there's a mat there. Okay, thank you.
Excuse me.
Just go on top of me, I don't mind.
Okay, so if you don't mind, we can do it together, like when they do those parachute jumps.
Skydive.
Okay. Yeah, skydive.
So David is lying on mat.
Like a plank of wood. Yeah, there we go, on top. Just nestle my little face next to
you. Charles is lying on me.
Oh, there we go, that's nice.
Right, so at the end of this, that'll be the end of the podcast. What do you want to say? What have you learned from Matt today? And say thank you for coming.
No, honestly, Matt, thank you for your time. Hugely appreciated. I think a man's political beliefs and his alpha male charisma are two very different things. To the extent that, you know, someone like Nigel Farage, you know, has very... un-PC thoughts, but it sounds like I'd like to spend a barbecue with him. It sounds like it'd be a bit of fun, which is confusing in a way.
Is he too close to your face talking to you?
No, it's quite nice because he's sort of facing up. What I was going to say when you got on top of me was that just all the grooves fit. It's almost like we're two...
Two Lego bricks coming together. Lovely, I thought that as well. I didn't want to say it, but now you said it.
Well, that's like little... The necklaces that twins wear.
Yeah,
like
a jigsaw.
Yeah.
I've also learned from that the joy of male bonding.
Yes.
Two men just coming together.
Whereas Charles is on top of me and he's just like a hunk of junk and, you know, it doesn't feel quite right.
He's trying his best, bless him, but he hasn't got a beating heart behind the shield of metal.
I feel safe.
That's the main thing.
I'm glad you do. Okay, so before the end of the podcast, I'm going to say thank you so much, Matt, for being involved.
A real pleasure.
No, it's been absolutely
greatly appreciated.
Thank you, David.
Oh, as always, thank you for inviting me.
I must thank our editor because he's the brains behind it, and Mr. James.
He certainly is.
Yeah.
The maestro.
Yeah. Ask James to just put a sound effect on now. Any sound effect.
James, just go for it.
You choose yourself, please. You choose the sound effect.
You want me to?
Yeah, yeah.
An atom bomb going on.
Lovely. Okay, so we're going to go down the slide. Thank you again, guys.
Thank you.
And after three, down the slide. One, two, three.
Oh, God, here we go.
Oh, God.
I've gone in and out of consciousness.
Goodbye, everybody.
Au revoir, people. Thank you.
Splish splash.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.